A Lesson in Honor from Romans 12, written by Heidi Jo Folk, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12, 1-2. We can learn a lot about honor in Romans 12. This chapter opens with two well-known verses about presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice to God and being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Then in the verses that follow, we see some practical working out of that sacrificial, transformed way of life. 1. We shouldn't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Romans 12:3. This is the starting place for understanding and rightly orienting our thoughts and expectations about honor. If I am thinking highly of myself, then I am going to expect to be honored. I also may not consider if I am thinking, acting, and speaking in an honorable way, if I am self-centered in my thinking. Likewise, I may only give honor if I feel people deserve it. 2. Remember, we all have different gifts and strengths. Romans 12, 4-8. These verses are addressing the body of Christ and the way each believer's gifts and strengths work together for the building up of the kingdom. All have been given grace, verse 6, but how that grace is displayed in each individual's life is different. There is no better or worse, greater than or less than here. We're not talking about worth, because every person's worth, whether a believer or unbeliever, is established in being created in the image of God. Genesis 1:27, Matthew 6:26. Rather, we see a picture of parts working together as a whole for the glory of God. 3. Let love be genuine. Romans 12:9. Love is to mark us. It is to be real. It does not begin with us, but rather is fueled by love from God to us. His love is real, so ours can be too, even when it is only a choice and not also a feeling. 4. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Romans 12:9. Clearly, we are instructed to hate evil and cling to good, but it is vital to remember this comes directly after we are instructed to love genuinely. This means that as we detest evil, we must do it in a way that shows a motivation of true love for the individual. It does not mean that because someone has acted or spoken sinfully, that it's okay for us to call that out in a dishonorable or tactless way. This could apply to both personal or public settings. Our aim should not be to shame or repay evil for evil. Our aim instead should be to honorably, appropriately, and clearly address sin and evil in a way that helps people to come to an understanding of their sin, so that they may find the forgiveness and redemption of Christ.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.